We're joined in the media center by our top fuel winner here at the 2022 Virginia Nationals at Virginia Motorsports Park, Brittany Force. Basically ran the table on the field, the number one qualifier. Low ET top speed, track records, and won the race. Brittany Byron first round, took down Sean Langdon in the second round, Mike Salinas in the semifinal, and then our rival Steve Torrence in the final round. Third win of the season for Brittany. First here at Virginia Motorsports Park, 14th career number that is going up. Just absolutely dominating weekend. Maybe the best you've had, but Brittany, please tell us, how do you rank it?
Thank you. Yeah, this is our best season yet. To already have three wins under our belt is something we've never done before. And it's pretty cool to do it out here at Virginia. We've been away from this track since 2019, and to return on such a strong note and get a win, I've never won here before. I believe my sister has. I believe Courtney did a couple years ago, so it's cool to be able to, you know, end up in the winner's circle here. You know, coming into this weekend, number one qualifiers, they've never seemed to do well for us. So it's like you have that in the back of your head. It's a hard spot to win from for whatever reason. You have the best setup, but it seems it's really tough to pull off a number one qualifier and then win the race. And then first round, when we blow the tires off the thing, I thought, oh crap, like I was not feeling confident going into the rest of the day. And Grubnik turned that car around and we were consistent, 77, 78, I think 77 in the final, and just consistent laps. And coming into this race, that's what I talked about, was finding consistency on race day. And we seemed to do that, putting aside Q1 or E1.
With the buy run, obviously a benefit. You earned the buy run and took it and were able to go out there and run the table. We'll open it up to questions from members of the media for Brittany Force, our top fuel winner.
Brittany, obviously any win is a great win. When you can do it in the fashion that you guys did it, you know, quicker every time in qualifying, you know, it's resetting your own track records, qualify one. Win in a dominant fashion like this, beat Steve in the finals. Does it make it a little bit sweeter when you do it in the fashion you did this weekend?
Absolutely. To be able to come out and improve each lap is pretty tough to do. And especially, second or third, like we were on a hot racetrack all day. I want to say 125 degrees. So it's hot and that's tough to figure out, especially when qualifying, we didn't have those same conditions. And again, we got really lucky with that bye first round to push the car and see what we could or couldn't do to set us up for the rest of the day. But I forgot where I was going with this.
How sweet is it when you do it in this fashion?
Yes, it is. Any win is special, no matter what. But yeah, to be able to, you know, number one qualifier, set the track record, and pull off a win. Again, that's why I dedicated this trophy right here to David Grubnik.
Brittany, what was she doing over there in the other lane? What did you do?
You know, going in on race day, when you look at who you're running, you kind of already know. There's certain people, and I expect what they're going to do just because of what they've previously done. Sometimes, you know, people have their routines that they do, and they run them every single round. So when you pull up next to the person, you kind of already know what you're going into. So, you know, having Steve in the final, I knew he was going to do something, whether it's flickering a bulb or, you know, sitting a little bit on the line, whatever it is, that's fine. That's the game he plays. And for me, it was, I already knew going in, you got to put it out of your head. You can't let it distract you, because the second you think, oh, why is he taking so long? Or why is this person doing this? You're dead. The amber comes down and you're dead. So it's really about focus, locking in on that amber and not letting it distract you.
Got your own selfish reasons for wanting to win, extending your points lead. I think you said this was the first win for a flavor bat. How much extra pressure when you see Robert win right in front of you? Well, as he alluded to, you got your crew guys out there, and it means a lot to them to have the double.
Pretty cool. Robert and I seem to double up quite a bit. We've done it a handful of times. We did it when we won the championship. So Robert and I seem to have luck together. It's cool to see them go out and win. But again, when I was in that car, I honestly didn't know he won until I got to the end, because that's not what I was looking at. I was just staring at that Christmas tree. We were, you know, I was hearing him talk about the track out in front of me, and it was just like, all I was thinking was put everything out of your head and stare, you know, down that racetrack. And for me, if I get too distracted for a second, there's just added pressure of something else. Oh, Robert won. Now we need to, you know, there's always something, and it's your mind wandering. You can't be doing that when you're sitting up there on the starting line. So put it out. It was cool when we rolled around the corner. I thought Robert got the win, and it was cool to see him standing up there. Pretty awesome to do, and a win for Flavor Pack. Our wins have somehow landed with Monster, and it's cool to put this Flavor Pack car in the winner's circle.
Monday morning race for Lee Craft, Brittany.
Monday morning race for Lee Craft, Ms. Forrest, congratulations. Mentioning the Flavor Pack win with John Force Racing, what do you do after the first win with a corporate sponsor? Does anybody ever get trophies? Big party down there at Yorba Linda. What do y'all do?
I'm going to call my boss, Frank Teagues. I'm sure he's watching right now, so I'm going to give him a call and tell him we got him in the winner's circle. It's exciting to do. You know, we're only a handful of races in, and we already have three wins under our belt, so we got Flavor Pack in the winner's circle. Again, it's really exciting to do that in this car.
A couple more questions for you, Brittany, and just in terms of mental philosophy, we've watched you kind of evolve this year from a driver who last year, there was a lot of pressure on you about reaction time, you got a fast car, you put it together, you found the confidence, now that's in the rearview mirror. This was a race that you should have won, and you did. And rolling to the starting line against the champ, and he's not the favorite anymore. I want you to talk a little bit about that transition that I think maybe just happened right here this weekend in that final.
Well, I feel like not just myself, but our whole team's come a long way since last season. Like I said earlier, we're already ahead of ourselves with the amount of wins that we have under our belt. And me as a driver, I can't compare myself to these guys out here who cut these crazy 30 lights. That's not me. I haven't been able to do that here and there, but consistently, my reaction times were pretty consistent all day long. And I just keep trying to improve and work on that. We did pretty good in Vegas and Houston again in a final. So I just keep chipping away at it.
Look ahead to Epping. Headed to the New England Nationals. What do you think about that track? How prepared are you guys a couple weeks away?
Ready to get to Epping. Now that's the hard part. Now we have 2 weeks off. After coming out here and turning four win lights on, my whole team, I guarantee, will agree with me. Now we have to go and sit at home for 2 weeks. We want to get to the next one because you're just on fire. You want to do it again. You want to get back in that seat and see what your team could do, the next weekend. So I'm going to Indy 500 to distract me, cheer my brother-in-law on in a couple weeks, and then we'll be back at Epping. Excited to get there.
Brittany, congratulations on your win here at Virginia Motorsports Park. Go celebrate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for